Speaking on NBC's Views and Issues program on Sunday, local director of ECHO, Jar Fenner, discussed the role of the organization and how it was established.
The Eastern Caribbean Collective Organization for Music Rights, ECHO, is a collective management organization, CMO, and its primary role is to administer the copyright and related rights in musical works and song recordings of its members, songwriters, music publishers, performers, and the producers of song recordings in the Eastern Caribbean. Additionally, through reciprocal agreements, these rights are also administered on behalf of rights owners throughout the world. The ECHO came into being around 2009, but before that, there was an organization in St. Lucia called HMS, Huonora Music Society, which was a collective management organization. In 2008, there was a meeting here in St. Vincent, the Methodist Church Hall, with persons from the different CMOs in the Caribbean. And the idea was to have something started in the Eastern Caribbean. We realized that it didn't make sense for each territory to have its own CMO because it would not be financially viable. We came together under the OECS setting of Eastern Caribbean Collective Organization for Music Rights, which was launched in St. Lucia in 2009.
Local director of ECHO, Jar Fenner. Meanwhile, president of the Association of Music Professionals, SVG AMP, Orandi Bomani Charles, described the working relationship between the organizations.
I think we have always had a close working relationship ever since the early meetings of 2008-2009, pulling stakeholders in the music sector in St. Vincent and the Grenadines together. Apart from being advised to get involved or sign up with a collective management society, we were also advised to pull ourselves together under some sort of musicians organization umbrella. So over the years, both organizations, I think, in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, has grown almost simultaneously. And we support each other. The Association of Music Professionals actually provides a desk for the agent to conduct his licensing business Tuesdays and Thursdays on a weekly basis so that we can get the machinery rolling. Like any new system, there's always some trepidation amongst persons who've not been accustomed to operating at a certain level. So we've had some convincing to do in terms of getting our members registered. But I think gradually we're seeing more and more members recognizing the importance and they're coming in and getting themselves registered.
President of the Association of Music Professionals, SVG AMP, Orandi Bomani Charles. And Tiona Stapleton, intellectual property rights specialist, said it is important that persons realize that materials should be paid for as it can have negative effects on the creative industry.
It is pivotal that we create a culture where we start to understand that you have to pay for almost everything you consume, and that includes music. We've gone past the time where we just copy things. Now it's downloading. What we have to remember is that when we continue this copy without permission, we're creating a culture where people don't want to pay for anything. Not only that, it destroys the creative industries, not just music. A person makes a song, it gets distributed or redistributed and disseminated instantaneously. Who should benefit? How can you sell something that you did not create? And this is where the Copyright Act comes in, to allow persons who have created music, videos, photographs, books, poems, and all these things to benefit in some way without their rights being trampled.
Tiona Stapleton, intellectual property rights specialist. I am Radhika Steven with today's special report.